Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
DeVillers Square for Pensacola Business Radio, and I have in my studio today Miss Cheryl Hudson with the Roadrunner's Daughter. So good afternoon. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you just started to tell me a really cool story, but I want you to go ahead and tell it again, because this is not really what you intended to start doing, is it?
No, but it's just kind of unusual when things just kind of come your way. You just have to have faith and make the leap and build your wings on the way down.
That's it. So tell me about the Roadrunner's Daughter.
Okay. Well, this is a retail shop. Well, first I'll tell you about the name.
That was going to be one of my other questions.
Okay, but well, go ahead. Let's start at the beginning.
Yeah, go there.
This is named after my dad. He was a naval aviator here. Uh-huh. And then he had a Boy Scout troop here for over 30 years. And it was very popular. He had a waiting list to get in there. He was a very active guy, loved to travel. He actually had over 100 Eagle Scouts in his troop, which is very unusual.
Yeah.
But they did love to travel. They went out to the Boy Scout ranch in Philmont a lot. And on their travel bus was the Roadrunner, the bird, not the cartoon.
Yeah, I gotcha. They might as well be one and the same. You can't say Roadrunner without thinking about Coyote Looney Tunes.
That's fine. And he would love that. But anyway, that's kind of where the name came from. But I had been a vendor in another store doing repurposed furniture. I had a booth. That store closed sort of unexpectedly, and then this opportunity came to us, and I brought several of the vendors with me, and we started this new store in a new place that had to build the store. It was a previous, some kind of an office, government office or something, so we had to build a store out of it, and so that was kind of a group project. But
hey, at least you had a group to do the project with. You
in
know?
July, with no power.
Oh, of course.
But we did it.
And where's it located?
It is at 3422 Brancas Avenue. We share a building with the Brancas Pharmacy.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So basically, it's not very far from downtown Pensacola. Yeah. You just kind of head west on Brancas, go over the Bio Chico Bridge, and we're about a quarter mile down on the right.
Very cool. Okay, so you said you were doing repurposed furniture and all that, but you also said you had some other vendors too. So you guys have all kinds of cool stuff in there. Yeah,
we do. And these things are created by local artisans. We have a lady that does quilted wall hangings that are just from her imagination, from vacations that she's been on. They're just the coolest things. They're hand done, they're amazing. And we have another retired fellow who does all kinds of stuff with wine corks, Lazy Susans, you know, and all cool stuff like that. We have artists. We have Mitzi, who is very well known here in town. She's a photographer and an artist, and she's the designer for the Goodwill Christmas ornaments every year, the Pensacola landmark ornaments that go to, you know, for Goodwill. And so she's one of our main people.
So we can find furniture, we can find cool Tchotskys, knickknacks, art and painting and stuff like that?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay, so how long have you been open?
Since the 1st of August.
Wow. Okay, so very new.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you did your group pulled together then, if they got it done in July.
Yeah, it took a group.
Yeah. So what kind of services do you guys offer? I mean, is it just, do I just come down there and shop, or is there some other pieces to this?
Well, we are starting, one of the vendors will do, if you bring a piece of furniture in and you want it painted, customized, she's going to do that. And also we are going to start heading out to like offices and people's homes that with some pieces to, you know, kind of give them an idea of what we have and kind of helping them with a new idea.
Yeah.
Spring idea.
Are you guys, do you guys have like, you have a website?
We are working on that. We don't have that.
Yeah, it takes
yet.
A minute to build. So
we haven't decided exactly, you know, what we want to do with that yet. But we do have Facebook.
Okay, and so can you see any of the products on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Or are you guys doing eBay or Craigslist?
We do Craigslist. My my wonderful shop manager, Kim Weaver, is the
who I'm sure is listening right now.
Yeah, she's the one that manages the Facebook, and then I do the Craigslist.
Cool. So they can go on. So what's the Facebook page called?
It's the Roadrunner's Daughter.
Okay. So if you search Roadrunner's Daughter,
very easy to find. Yeah.
And we can see some of the art and all that stuff you have in there.
We do the boosting of the post, so there's all kinds of pictures on there. Try to keep it updated.
Yeah.
And we get new stuff every day, so we just tell people check every day.
That's what's so cool is because you can go back tomorrow and you got different stuff there.
Yeah.
So, and I know you are not the first of a couple collections of businesses like this along that strip that have some of this other consignment stuff or just...
Well, there's only a couple on Barrancas now. Navy Boulevard has got has got several of the places that have been around longer than we have.
So, I want to say, when my business partner were here, we were looking to do some refurbishing here in the studio, and so I think we ended up stopping in at your place and a couple of the others along
really?
The way because
that's great.
I totally dig the whole. Other people's stuff been reclaimed or reworked or, you know, it's
good,
old,
yeah,
it's antique
fun.
And it just, it adds personality to it. So, and I noticed that that's becoming more and more of a really neat style that a lot of people are starting to take to these days.
Well, I think people are trying not to reuse stuff, you know, and not throw it away. So or if they do, we grab it up and
a lot of people want, they
cool
want,
with it.
Yeah. They want personality, you know, especially in their homes around here, you know? So, this is becoming like a full-time thing for you, isn't it?
Someday, hopefully it will be. I wish I could spend more time with it, but I do have another full-time job. So
you're busy.
Yes, I am.
But you guys are open 6 days a week?
Yes, we are.
So just closed on what? What are your hours?
Closed on Sunday. We're Monday through Saturday. Right now we're closing at 4 on Saturday, but that's going to change with the time change.
Right.
So it'll be 10 to 5 every day, except Sunday.
Very cool. So, and you said... If I've got something that I need a new look on, I can just bring it down there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got people like bringing you stuff all the time. They're like, I just don't want this anymore. What do you think? Or how are you guys finding this stuff? Is that your secret?
No, it's not a secret, but we have mastered the fine art of picking.
Yeah.
We're watching the curve everywhere we go. And
so like American Pickers kind of thing?
Or yes.
You guys are just finding these?
On the side of the road. Wherever. Or people say, like you say, don't want this anymore. Friends, you know, hey, you want this. And so
if somebody's got some stuff and they want to get it to you, I mean, can they call you? Do you guys come pick it up or they just bring it to you? Or
we could come pick it up.
Yeah.
I got a big truck.
You do have a big truck, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I saw you pull up in it.
I love that truck.
So what's a phone number they can reach you?
Okay, the shop's number is 850-435-4235.
Yeah. So... what's next for you guys? Are you running out of space yet?
We're getting there. We have some events coming up. We're big on community events.
Yeah.
We do have a Meet the Artist event coming up on the 19th for people to come and meet our artists and ask any questions that they have about their stuff. April, we're having our second Pyrex swap meet, vintage Pyrex. We have two vendors that are just queens with that stuff, and people love it. They come from different states to this. We had one in October that was really popular, and that one the proceeds went to the wildlife sanctuary.
Yeah.
And this one's going to go to the proceeds are going to go to Dogs on Deployment.
Oh, cool.
So we're...
But you're right though, people, they like that stuff. Like I know the milk glass is a big thing that when people find it, they tweak out about it. What's the other old 70s green one? I can't remember, but everything was green. It was that sort of just horrible green. My grandparents had a fridge that color. It was horrible.
Avocado
yes,
green.
That's it.
Yep.
People love that stuff.
They still collect it. It's coming back now,
It's like a leather jacket. It just never goes away.
That's right.
If I'm an artist and I'm interested in getting some stuff in your store, what do I need to do?
They can come and talk to Kim. Kim's there. I'm there sometimes, but Kim has full, power to look at stuff and see if it fits with what we're with our look. And so they can bring the actual item or, show her stuff on their iPad, or we just have to see it.
Yeah.
And then decide if we have room and if it fits with everything else.
And so does it work on a consignment basis? Is this stuff where you guys buy some stuff sometimes, or is it both, or?
Mostly it would be consignment. For larger items, it's 70-30 split usually. And then for smaller things, it's like 50-50.
Yeah.
But we would, you know, discuss all of that.
Sure.
When they came in.
Is this your first business you've ever started?
It sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that process for a minute, because here we get a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners that come through here. And so I always love hearing the experiences of what it was and how it was and how you got to it and through it. So this is being your first business ever to open up.
It is. And with no business background at all, I am a registered nurse by trade. So I think I took one marketing class back in the 80s.
I don't think material's the same.
No. So no prep. And right? Since this was kind of, I didn't really prep for this at all because it kind of came to me unexpectedly. Yeah. So then I had to start trying to figure out where to find out the answers that we needed to work through the taxes and the having an employee changes everything tax-wise.
Sure.
So, you know, trying to figure out how to do all that right. And I ended up making a lot of mistakes and wasting a lot of time. But people have been very helpful, from the bank to the, you know, the tax people. Even the IRS people have been very nice.
Wow.
They're not very helpful.
And I'm sure they'd like that in writing.
Sure, they won't always be like that, but they were for me, and I really appreciate
yeah.
it. And then I've worked with I have a business consultant with the Small Business Center.
Yeah. Development Center.
Yes. And so, and that's free. You know, I can yeah. call her whenever I have questions. And then they, you know, they have great classes down there for starting businesses
yep.
That don't really cost very much and just tell you what to try to save you some time, not have to run around like I did.
Yeah. But that's all right. I mean, you got to learn, you know, and
yep.
sometimes that's the process. But you're right. And this is what sort of sparked this conversation we were talking earlier, is that there are so many resources here in this town for somebody who wants to start a business. I mean, anything from a large corporation to a one employee place to a solopreneurship. So,
and also the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, the
yeah.
people there have been very helpful.
Yeah.
All of our partners that, you know, we go to these lunches every couple of weeks.
Yep.
And,
meet a couple people and yeah.
And those people tell somebody else, and they're just always willing to answer questions and tell us what works for them.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
Yeah. It's an experience, isn't it?
It is. And I mean, it's always good to reinvent yourself, you know,
yeah.
as you know.
Yeah.
to learn new things, keep
it.
The brain going.
That's right. You always got to have something new tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
Are you still doing a lot of your own stuff? You still doing a lot of the reclaimed furniture?
I did some today. The weather was so nice. I've been out painting and sanding things today. So
yeah.
I do it when I have time.
Any special style of furniture, or is it whatever you can get your hands on, huh?
No, the furniture itself isn't. When we get it, we're going to change it, and we're going to metamorphose it into mm-hmm. something else anyway. And we're kind of focusing on coastal items, things that people in this area would want in their offices
yeah.
or in their homes.
So what defines coastal furniture? Yeah. I mean, this is a legitimate question. I really, you know.
Well, I mean, I think
lot of dark woods or different colored, like driftwood stuff and things sort of
did
that beaten up, sort of shabby-ish chic kind of look.
Sometimes, but everybody doesn't like that.
I know.
So I do get Coastal Living Magazine.
Yeah.
So I check that out, Southern Living. I do the Bella Magazine, you know,
yeah.
the local magazines. I try to, you know, keep up with the trends, you know,
yeah.
the things that are in there. And it's hard to say because every piece is different.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of whatever.
And whatever you can get envisioned in your head,
right,
huh?
Right.
When did you first like realize that like this is, I'm good at this? Like, did you break a couch and you're like, oh, I got to put it back together now? Or?
No, I was looking for a certain piece, a buffet, because Thanksgiving was always at my house. So we were looking for a long buffet. And then I went to these two ladies' place. And then I told them what I was looking for. And then we just kind of got to talk. And they said like, well, is this something you might want to do? And I was like, I don't know. And I never really thought about
yeah.
it. So then I started doing it on a very small, you know, basis.
Uh-huh.
But then I took a painting class with PSC, total beginning acrylic painting class. And the teacher was very encouraging. And at the end, now I'm painting. I do herons.
Uh-huh.
That's my thing, a heron. And so I can paint on the furniture. And people, you know, I have this one character. We call him Henry. And so we paint Henry on the furniture. And people, well, I love
yeah.
it. You know, so because she said, you can do this. Go on and do it. And it's a piece that you probably got off the street anyway. So you
yeah.
might as well just experiment.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it comes out. Sometimes it doesn't, but
hey, it's art. It's all, it's art. It doesn't matter how it comes
there's
up. It's out. It's
for
art.
Everybody. That's there, it. There's somebody for every piece.
Yeah. Very cool. Very
it's
cool.
Fun.
So you guys are, I mean, I'm stoked. You guys been there since August. You said you're almost full with stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So doing events and stuff already. It sounds like you guys came out of the gate swinging.
We're trying.
We're trying. Well, what do we want people to know? I mean, we want them to come see you, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I told you how to get there. Another thing we're trying to do is get a food truck.
Yeah, because that would be
we
cool.
We have two big parking lots, one in the front and one in the back, and they both face Barrancas.
Yeah.
So I've been reaching out to them to try to, you know, get a food truck in there.
Sure.
So that's another thing we're trying to do.
Any particular style food
nope,
truck?
Doesn't matter.
I know a couple guys.
Just anything.
Yeah.
Just, we've got this great location. I mean, you know, very visible. And there's not a whole lot of places to eat over there.
Yeah, they're still working on that development piece of that strip.
Yeah, bring back Warrington.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Trying.
Well, and there just used to be so much there before. You know, I mean, you can tell by some of the old abandoned buildings. I know one of the old restaurant warehouses I used to get stuff from was there. I know United Van Lines used to be there. And, you know, it used to be pretty hustle and bustle. Maybe you guys are at the start of something really good.
Well, I think so.
Yeah, very cool. Well, let's tell everybody again where you're located and a phone number and your Facebook stuff. And we'll see if we can't get some people down there too.
Okay. Well, we are at 3422 Barrancas Avenue. That's 32507. We share the building with the Barrancas Pharmacy, which is a great individual pharmacy, great people.
One of the last independent pharmacies in town too, by the way.
And he delivers.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great
like, when's the last time a pharmacy did that?
That is a great thing. To get there from downtown Pensacola, you'll go west on Barrancas Avenue, cross the Bio Chico Bridge, and we're about a quarter mile down on the right.
Very cool.
If you're coming from the other way, we're about a mile and a half from the light at Navy Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone number is 850-435-4235. You can find us on Facebook. We do a Craigslist a lot. If you just look for dealers, if you hunt for dealers on Craigslist, you can see all the things that we have.
Yeah.
Try to keep it really updated. If you see it on there, chances are we have it because I'm, you know, staying on it with deleting the pictures once this stuff is sold.
Right. And if you're on Facebook, it's Roadrunner's Daughter. Just search it there and you can find it, huh?
That's it.
Very cool. Well, Cheryl, thanks for coming in today.
Well, thanks, Keith. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm going to have to come down there and check it out.
Please do.
I'm sure it's changed. I was just there 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Great. So, come on down.
Awesome. All right. Well, you can find us at P-Cola Radio X. You can find us on Facebook at P-Cola BRX, or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thanks for coming in this afternoon. This has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.